The Holy Gospel appointed for the last Sunday in the church year is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 31 through 46. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the King will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again, not only to wait and prepare for Jesus' second coming, but also to be ready when He finally appears and comes in His glory with all His angels and separates the sheep from the goats, to be ready for Him and be placed on His right and not to His left, to hear the words of Jesus Himself, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Then the King will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.' Then He will say to those on His left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And these will go into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.'" This is the Word of God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life, where will you be when Jesus comes again in His glory with all his angels and separates the sheep from the goats. Yes, where will you be? Have you thought about it lately? Will you be ready, as we talked about it during the last two Sundays, and be placed on his right among the sheep? Or will you not be ready and be placed on his left among the goats? Yes, the questions on the cover of our bulletin today: to which side do you belong? His right or his left? Because that's precisely what is going to happen when the Son of Man, Jesus Christ himself, will come and gather all the nations of the world. And he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. As a matter of fact, this is Jesus' last parable as he's about to celebrate the Jewish Passover meal. And Caiaphas, the high priest, the chief priest, and the elders of the people were plotting to arrest Jesus in order to condemn him to be crucified on the cross. Unlike the parables that we talked about during the last two Sundays, the 10 virgins and the talents, stressing the importance of waiting and preparing for the return of Jesus' second coming, today Jesus focuses on the moment the Son of Man comes in glory to assemble all the nations of the world, and the sheep are separated from the goats. The parable of the Last Judgment emphasizes the connection between seeing a need and either acting on it or not acting on it. It reminds us again of the parable of the Good Samaritan, in which there were three men who saw a stranger beaten on the road and left for dead. The first ones, remember, the priest and the Levite, saw the man, but did not help him, but passed by on the other side. However, the third one, the Good Samaritan, saw him, and he was moved by love, pity, mercy, and compassion, and helped him, a complete stranger. As a matter of fact, this sequence of seeing with your eyes, having compassion, and acting on it is a very common expression in all of the four Gospels of the New Testament. In the Gospel of St. Luke, when Jesus saw the woman weeping at the death of her only son, he had compassion for her and brought her son back to life again. When the father saw the prodigal son, still a long way off, he was filled with compassion and ran and embraced his son and gave him a kiss. For this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found again. In the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Mark, we're told that Jesus himself, when he saw the crowds, he repeatedly had compassion on them and healed them and fed them and provided for them as he taught them about the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, we're told that Jesus had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Again, during the feeding of the 5,000 people, when Jesus saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. And with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, He fed them, and they were all satisfied. And there were 12 baskets left over after all had eaten and had been satisfied. In this parable, however, what makes some blessed, even though they didn't realize it, is the fact that when they saw the poor and the needy and helped them, they saw Jesus and helped him. By contrast, what makes others cursed is the fact that they never really saw the poor and the needy and did not help them. They did not see Jesus either and did not help him and pass by on the other side. So Jesus stresses 2 groups in the gospel lesson for today. The sheep and the goats. As either blessed or cursed. And he announces the consequences for their actions. Either to inherit the kingdom or depart from me into the eternal punishment of hell. And so he will say to those on the right, as we heard this morning, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And then the righteous will answer him by asking the question of when. When did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you a drink of water? And by the way, when did we see you a stranger and naked and welcomed you? Yes, Jesus, when did we see you sick or in prison and we came to visit you? And what will the king say to us? Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me. And then he will say to those on his left, sad to say, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And he will also say, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was in prison, I was sick, and you did not visit me. And they will also ask the question, when, Lord, did we see you hungry and not feed you? When, Lord, did we see you thirsty and didn't give you a water to drink? When did we see you a stranger and not come and visit you? Yes, Lord, when did we see you sick and in prison and did not visit you? And this is what the king is going to say. Truly, I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did not do it to me. I was hungry, I was thirsty, a stranger, I was sick, I was in prison, and you did not care to come and see me. Yes, the cursed will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And brothers and sisters, that's precisely what we, the righteous, are encouraged to do before we appear at the last judgment. To help those in their time of need with food or drink. To welcome those who are naked and give them something to wear. To feed them. And when they are sick or in prison, to go and visit them. To make sure that we are going to be on His right among the sheep. However, we don't do it to one of these least of my brothers and sisters as a condition for our eternal salvation. The Bible is very clear about that. That our eternal salvation is by faith, as I told the children this morning. Alone through the grace of God and not by our good works or self-righteousness. We do it in response to the love of Jesus, what He has done on the cross in our place, as He suffered and died for our sins. And because of our faith in Him, He grants us the gift of eternal life. You know, St. Paul makes that very clear in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We do it in response to the love of Jesus. He commands us to do it. Yes, the last judgment will be a time of our accountability to Jesus. Whether we did or did not help one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine. Whether you and I were good stewards in our response to those who were in need of our help in their time of pain, of hurt, of suffering. Whether they needed food, drink, or clothing, whether they were sick or in prison, to visit them. Now what about us? After you heard the words of Jesus in the gospel lesson for today, what about you and me? Where will we be when Jesus comes in His glory with all His angels and separates the sheep and the goats? Where will we be? Will we be on His right? Or are we going to be on His left? It's a fair question, isn't it? I hope all of us are going to be on His right because we believe in Him as our Lord and our Savior. And that's what we're encouraged to do this morning. Which side do you belong, right or left? I hope and pray that we will always belong to His right and be welcomed by Jesus to inherit the kingdom He has promised all of us. The words of Jesus again, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of day. I hope you listen carefully. Look what it says. "The day is surely drawing near when Jesus, God's anointed, in all His power shall appear as judge whom God appointed. Then we shall see Him face to face, as Scripture, the Bible, long has warned us." So which side do we belong, the right or the left? The right. Come, you who are blessed, all of you, inherit the kingdom God has prepared for you, for me, for all of us, and inherit the kingdom. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. In His name, for His sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we are prepared, ready to meet Him when He finally appears. And we will be placed on His right among the sheep. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.